Welcome back to another edition of the Perp Related Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 1 of Perp Take, where we do a weekly review of all the biggest news in sports. This is Jamin White, joined with Adam Goldsboro and Tyler Zeman. Today we'll be talking about the NBA, some moves that were made over the summer, NFL opening weekend, and everything the Steelers did wrong against the Patriots, and UFC 242 on Saturday. All right, first we're going to head over to Adam, who has all of our NBA news. Now, I know you want to start with something big. Robin Lopez going to the Bucks.
Yes, Robin Lopez rejoining Brooke Lopez. I think the last time they played together was in college at Stanford, I believe, because they did an SNL skit together. But, okay, but that's right, not really the news.
Yeah, let's get to the real news.
All right, let's get to just a quick rundown of what happened over this crazy NBA free agency. One, we got...
Hold on. I would just like to say, last year... Adam said this wasn't going to be a crazy class.
He didn't. Think I did. I thought nothing was really going to happen, but I was completely wrong.
It was pretty exciting. Yeah,
Kawhi Leonard. The Kawhi Leonard watch. The greatest Raptor of all time, then left. So, yeah, he's with the Clippers now. And then Paul George came along. So, yeah, that's pretty darn crazy, too.
That was...
And a lesser-known move, Chris Paul ended up with the Oklahoma City Thunder because they traded him and Russell Westbrook. Personally, I really feel bad for Chris Paul.
I do, yeah.
I do. But I got to feel good for Russell Westbrook. I mean, the dude, he's going to at least be on a team that has a chance. I mean, there's no denying that Harden and Westbrook are going to be probably the... Honestly, they might be the best duo in the league.
It might be the best offensive team, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be very interesting to watch, too, and it'll definitely be entertaining.
I do feel bad for Chris Paul, though. And there was even talk, like, is he even going to play for Oklahoma City? It looks like at this point he's going to be there at least until the trade deadline, but it looks like he is going to make his season debut there.
Oh, yeah, and Anthony Davis finally won and ended up with the Lakers, God knows how.
See, but
I don't know how that happened, but
I don't think that's going to be...
The Lakers gave everything, including the kitchen sink.
Which is why I don't think this is going to be a championship year.
I don't know.
A lot of people are picking the Lakers. I think the other team in Los Angeles, the Clippers, has... I don't know if they have better stars, but they definitely have more depth. I think that's going to help in the long run, playing in the winter, playing into the spring, into the playoffs, all these injuries that are going to amass. But, I mean, it was definitely an interesting free agency class. And let's talk about Brooklyn.
And, yeah, the Brooklyn Nets got a lot better, but a lot of people realize they're probably not going to be very good this year. Let's be honest. Well, they're only going to have Kyrie Irving.
It's a waiting year.
They have DeAndre. Kevin Durant ended up going there, which... I really can't believe I thought he was going to stay with the Warriors. I mean, but hey, you know, the Warriors losing the finals, I get it, you know. Maybe that's just KD's thing, changing teams, you know.
I think he wants to prove he can do it, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how well he's going to work with Kyrie.
DeAndre Jordan, too.
Yeah, DeAndre Jordan's old, though. It doesn't matter. Well, he's really not old. He's like 32.
I think he's an above-average center.
Yeah, he's old, too.
I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen with Brooklyn, but... I don't know.
Jimmy Butler left the process and went to Miami.
He did leave the process.
Like an idiot.
No, I don't think that was a bad move at all. Just didn't fit in with really the Sixers. Frankly, he doesn't fit in anywhere.
He doesn't. Well, that's fair. Yeah.
I mean, if you give him the third stringers, he might, but that's about it.
Wow.
Yeah,
And Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
Finally left
Kemba
to
Walker
Charlotte.
Left finally.
To Boston, which is...
For Kyrie Irving. I think he'll work better in Boston, though, than Kyrie Irving did, because he's not as egotistical as Kyrie Irving is. But he is, honestly, worse than Kyrie Irving. I don't think there's anybody that can debate that.
Well,
I mean, Kemba Walker is, like, what Kyrie Irving was, like, his second year in the league. So, yeah. We'll see what happens with Boston. They also lost Al Horford.
Yes, Horford to the Sixers.
So the Sixers, honestly, they might be the best defensive team in basketball. I'm not even going to lie. They are freakishly long.
I saw a meme.
They have a 7-foot point guard.
I saw a meme. It was like, oh, what's going to stop the Sixers this year? And someone commented the 3-point line.
Yeah, the 3-point line, maybe.
I can't believe we lost Redick.
Oh, man. JJ Redick, you got to respect that guy. But, you know, he... He's just still trugging along, you know.
Just doing his thing.
He's never missed the NBA playoffs, if you never knew that.
No, that's crazy. I didn't
know
that.
Weird NBA fact. He never missed the playoffs his entire, like, 13-year career so far.
Dang.
Yeah, but it's been a really crazy NBA offseason, and we're definitely going to have to come back and see which of these moves really played out good. But frankly, if I'm looking at it right now, the best move is probably the Brooklyn move in the long run, just because I see them winning a championship after next year. I think LeBron is going to fall off after he maybe wins a championship this year, but we'll have to see. It'll all just be, you know, in the future.
Well, I know you left me wanting more, but I can't wait.
All right, and next we're going to transition into talking about some good old NFL. It's the 100th season this year, so we're going to kick it off with a bang with these two guys talking about it, because I don't know anything about football.
All right, so for the first Thursday night game of the NFL season, the Packers and the Bears went at it.
How exciting.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Very exciting. The Packers beat the Bears 10-3. It was a low-scoring
shootout.
Yes. On to the next, on the Sunday, where the Chiefs and the Jaguars played. The Chiefs beat the Jaguars 40-26, but Nick Foles went down to an injury. I think he's out for the season, I believe.
He's out for a good period of time.
Yeah, I don't think the Jags make the playoffs, so if he is back in time for playoffs, I don't think he'll get a chance there.
He threw a touchdown before he went down. He was playing fine, had a shoulder injury. They lost ultimately, but their rookie impressed. 275 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, only 3 incompletions. So they got something to look forward to, I guess.
And to add some depth in the quarterback position, the Jags just traded for Joshua Dobbs today for a 5th-round pick,
which I'm upset about. I thought he was the second best quarterback on the Steelers, but you know, I hope he gets his chance. Either way.
And then moving on, the Falcons and the Vikings. The Vikings end up holding out the Falcons 28-12. And what was surprising, the Falcons had a lot of hype around them this year going into the season. The Vikings just didn't play too well last season. They were switching up the quarterback position due to some trades, but they came out and ended up winning. And now the Titans and the Browns. The Titans beat the Browns 43-13, and there was a lot of smack talk from the Browns. The Browns were very, like, I think it's fair to say they were overhyped in the offseason. They got in.
Yeah, everyone said this was their Super Bowl pick. This was their year.
But are you really going to judge them on 1 week, though?
No, but
I mean, no, but like,
I don't even know who the Titans are.
Yeah, but I mean, the Titans, they're not as bad as they look. I mean, they have a roster of experienced guys. Marcus Mariota, he's found his feet in the NFL. He hasn't.
I don't know about that.
I mean, he hasn't.
I don't know anything about the NFL now.
It's not like Robert Griffin III out here who can't make it through a season and a half, and he's been bounced back and forth between teams.
Speaking of which, the Ravens played the Dolphins, and RG3 threw a touchdown pass on 6 for 6 passing.
Yeah. He's still playing.
Yeah, he was brought in for relief because the Ravens won 59-10 in Miami. So, is this a tank season? I don't know. It's not looking good for the Dolphins.
Oh, and I heard that multiple Miami players have requested trades.
Yes, I
saw that report.
I did see that as well. I mean,
in other news, Ryan Fitzpatrick's the first quarterback to throw a touchdown pass for 8 or more teams in the NFL. So that's cool.
It's magic.
I love that, man. So the Bills and Jets played. Moving on. The Eagles beat the Redskins, coming back after I think they were down 17-0 going into the second half. So
Dwayne Haskins, my boy. Ohio State fan right
now. Wow. But Carson Wentz has shown some of that MVP form again. Zeman, you want to talk about the Rams and the Panthers?
All right. Well, the Rams just held the Panthers as they beat them 30-27. And what was a really close game up to the wire. The Rams kicker, how do you say his last name? Is it
Cook?
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Cook.
Yeah, he kicked a clutch field goal that ultimately left the Panthers with no time at the end. And yeah, the Rams went home victorious. The Chargers beat the Colts in overtime, 30-24.
So, I mean, good job for the backup, Jacoby Brissett, after Andrew Luck abruptly retired. Had a really good stat line, actually, but wasn't able to put it away. Adam Vinatieri missed a field goal, which doesn't usually happen.
I don't miss field goals. And probably the most surprising result, the Seahawks beat the Bengals just nearly, though, 21-20. The Bengals weren't looking too hot this season.
No, that should have been a bigger margin.
That was, looking down the scores, that was the biggest surprise to me.
Yeah.
The Cowboys topped the Giants 35-17.
No surprises there, I don't think. Zeke is back. Prescott's looking better than people thought he was.
The 49ers beat the Buccaneers 31-17. Really no surprise there.
Richard Sherman had a vintage moment. That was kind of cool.
And
the Lions are undefeated. Look at that.
Yes, and the Lions and Cardinals tie in their first game. I mean,
Kyler Murray had a heck of a comeback late in the third quarter going into the fourth quarter. Larry Fitzgerald pulled off a couple vintage plays. So, that was just cool to watch in the final minutes of that game. Now, the game none of us want to talk about. But we have to.
Yes.
Patriots beat the Steelers in Foxborough 33-3. Ben Roethlisberger is officially 0-6 playing in New England. And more questions have been raised than answers about this football team after Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell have left. Moment of silence.
I think it's more shocking than anything. I thought it would actually be
expected it perfectly, honestly.
I mean, I thought it would be closer, and then eventually the Patriots would pull away. I didn't think the Steelers would score less than 10 points, but they managed. And side note, Patriots don't even have AB yet. So
yeah. So if they're looking this good without him, who knows? This could be a killer year for them again.
No guarantees that AB stays with the Patriots all year, all right? I mean, he barely made the offseason.
Oh, he's staying with the Patriots.
With the Raiders. But luckly for the Patriots,
Look like they need them.
Yeah, I think their bond, like from the management all the way to the bottom, is too tight. That if AB were to go in there and create drama, I think it would be very hard to break that bond between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick.
I would have to agree with you.
As well as the players. So
moving forward, we hope the Steelers do better. I hope they run the football more. I think they give up too easily. They need to impose their will. But, ugly first game for the Steelers.
And here to put UFC back on the map, we have Jamin White talking about the 242 card from last Saturday in Abu Dhabi. Jamin.
All right. So this is the third time the UFC has come to the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi. And the fans always show up for it. There was a video on YouTube that like bringing in like princes and a bunch of distinguished leaders from surrounding countries just to watch this fight. They literally build a stadium every time they come and then tear it down like a week later. It's a very big deal there, and they obviously do it right there. So this UFC 242 card was chock full of great fights. Edson Barboza would take on Paul Felder. Felder was looking to get the win this time in the rematch. He did via decision. Barboza is known as the human highlight reel. This is by no means over for him, but Felder is a great lightweight contender who's steadily rising up the ranks. But in the main event, what people were really talking about, Khabib Nurmagomedov going up against the interim lightweight champion Dustin Poirier to defend his belt. Khabib was coming off a 9-month suspension. We hadn't seen him in the octagon in almost a year. So fights had to keep moving. Poirier won the interim belt fighting featherweight champion Max Holloway in a interim title bout in April. So it looked like it was going to be competitive. Poirier really seemed to impress when he fought Holloway. But Khabib is just a different kind of fighter. 28-0, unprecedented record in mixed martial arts, fighting the best guys in the world. Not just in the UFC, but this title run is set to be legendary. This was his second title defense. His third is going to be very interesting. seeing who comes up. But Khabib would win in the third round, submitting Dustin Poirier 2 minutes and 6 seconds into the round. And that was after coming out of a great guillotine hold that Poirier said seemed to be tight and didn't think there was going to be any way Khabib was going to be able to escape that early on in the fight. He did. Like I said, he's just a different kind of fighter. Overwhelming presence in the octagon with his wrestling. So, I mean, tail of the tape, Khabib is undefeated. Poirier walked home very disappointed. It'll be interesting to see who Khabib fights in his third title defense. Thank you for listening to another edition of the Purple Light Podcast. This has been Perp Take, where we do a weekly review of all the biggest news in sports. This has been Jamie White, joined with Adam Goldsboro and Tyler Zeman, now signing off.